Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Monday. Welcome to Motivational Monday. This is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California, and Casey Conrad is on the line from the East Coast, and super, super excited for today's call. I hope every single one of you were on the kickoff call that we had, or webinar, I should say, this past Saturday. It was amazing. It was 3 hours chocked full of incredible information. I mean, they packed so much into that time frame. It's amazing. Keep an eye out for the link to the replay. That recording should be coming out very, very soon. And I highly recommend you listening to it if you haven't already. And there's some sections I know that I'm going to go back and listen to the replay. But one of the things that our national directors, George and Chris, are doing this evening is to go into a much deeper dive on some of the announcements that were rolled out on Saturday. So that is that's our BeamerMeetings.com with an S, BeamerMeetings.com. That is 4 to 6 Pacific time, 7 to 9 Eastern time. And the things that they're going to be going into more detail on are the Try Before You Buy program or rental program, however you want to call it. Just a quick overview on that. That is going to launch in February. It would last for 8 weeks. It's a $99 setup fee with an $800 rental fee. And then they can make the decision to buy it and pay fully for the unit and keep it. Again, they'll go into more detail on that tonight. And then there's some incredible rank advancement bonuses coming for 2021. Oh, my goodness, the company is really putting their money where their mouth is in terms of growth. So I'm going to hit those, just the highlights. If you, they're going to continue with the Senior and 60 program, which as it was last year, was $1,000 in extra bonus cash. And instead of a Pacesetter jacket, you're going to get a Pacesetter watch. There's going to be up to a $2,500 bonus for rank advancing to group leader in 2021, $5,000 bonus for ranking up to team manager, $10,000 bonus for ranking up to organizational manager, $15,000 bonus for rank advancing to organizational director, and a $20,000 bonus for rank advancing to organizational director plus. They're going to be talking about how to access all of the new marketing materials. Oh my goodness, our team led by Brad Horn has created the most amazing content for us. It's very robust, and they're going to walk through how we use that a little bit tonight. And then they're also going to hit on the iDecide program. Some of you that have been in the company for a while may be familiar with this tool. It's an incredible tool. I just got a person that watched iDecide this weekend, and I'm setting up a time to have a follow-up call with them. I love the iDecide. If you want to go check it out and see what it looks like, it is thebeameredge.com, and it is a third-party program, and they are rolling this out. Normally, it's a $149 per year program, but they are rolling it out for $149 for lifetime. That program or promo is going to go all the way through to next Saturday. So take a look at that. So they'll be going over that tonight. The other thing, I'm just going to hit on a couple of these. I'm going to toss it over to Casey to share some of her comments, and then we're going to open up the lines to hear what you were most excited about from the launch, the kickoff on this past Saturday. So one of the things that I'm super excited about for everybody is, you know, having this a nation or North American calendar for all of the training. It's going to be much, much easier for us to see where the academies are so that we can get our new distributors plugged in to the right academy for that suits their timeline. That calendar is going to be coming out on the 15th, and it's going to have training on it. John Villasenor has worked on a tremendous amount of tools for us that are coming as well. And then there's one other thing I wanted to touch on before I toss it over to Casey. One of the things that's super cool, I know everybody is anxiously awaiting the return of the Be Body, the Be Sit, and the Be Light. And so what marketing has done is they've yet again gotten creative like they did with our Go Set. Obviously, the Go Set would be our baseline product, and then they're going to come up with add-ons. So they're going to have the Home, which would include the Be Body. They're going to have Office, which is going to include the Be Sit, and then Beauty, which is going to be the Be Light later this year when that comes out. So all of those will be coming out throughout the late spring into summer, fall time frame. So keep a lookout for that. Super exciting. And then the other thing that I think a lot of us have been waiting for is when can we get our hands on these Beamer backpacks? So there's been quite a bit of new gear that's been added to the Beamer Gear website, and the backpacks have been redesigned, and they look amazing. They are going to be available late January, so keep your eyes out for that. We also had, Dr. Burka speak and gave us some good updated information on that. And then we also, Albert announced that we're going to be having an advisory board that has been created, and that's going to rotate quarterly with a lot of the managers in the field. So just hitting some of those highlights. Casey, I want to toss it over to you to share some of the things that you were most excited about this weekend.
Well, Amanda, you kind of covered it all.
Uh-oh. Didn't mean to.
That's fine. I guess the only thing you really didn't cover was the new niche marketing booklet that we are creating that allow us to have very targeted initial outreach contacts, and I went over that in just a short number of minutes on the kickoff call. But this is one of the things that most people that are new to Beamer have a struggle with. They say, what do I say? What do I send? And how do I do that? And well, what if this guy's an athlete or this or that? So as we continue to drill down and tweak our marketing efforts, these types of tools are going to become invaluable to allowing you to, instead of just looking at one big prospect list, to be able to look at that list and say, okay, there's a baby boomer. Maybe this intro is going to be easier and more targeted than my just sending the 8-minute video, or who do I know that's an athlete? And so you can really start to kind of put people into buckets, as we say, in the marketing world. But, look, I think my overall comment is this, is that, the sky is the limit. When you really step back and look at the things that you just outlined, and all of the many, many things that are available to us and that are being launched in 2021, the reality is they all focus around powering up your business, making it easier for you to prospect, making it easier for you to assist people in getting to senior rank, and making it easier for you personally to not only rank up to management, but have very substantial bonuses that give you a little extra fire in your belly for accomplishing that, such as the rental program and the keep your fingers crossed fully, the 0% bread financing for 12 months that Albert is really working hard on. So really, it's just a plethora of things that allow you to succeed at a higher level in 2021.
Casey, I really want to have you promote this class that you are spearheading with Claudia and Deb Brawley on the Go Group Leader. Talk to everybody about that.
Yeah, so we all know that there's a big difference between personal sales and management. And it's a big gap for a lot of people. You know, I would say the average, not only does the average Beamer distributor have no background in formal selling, but a lot of times people have no background in how to manage people. And so Deb Brawley has done for the last several years a Go Group Leader class. And this year she has coordinated with Claudia and myself. So, you know, three of us putting our minds together because we each have slightly different content and slightly different skill sets. And so we're going to be doing a three-hour class on January 30th. I do want to let people know it's completely free. It's going to be on BeamerMeetings.com. I do want people to know that this class is designed for people who are already a senior, because if you don't have a good handle on the basics of running your personal distributorship in terms of prospecting and follow-up and things like that, this could throw you over the edge into a little bit of an overwhelm, because we are going to be focusing exclusively on the managerial aspects of helping your team get to senior. So we won't be discussing anything as it relates to sales or the funnel or any of those things. This is purely the elements of management. And so we're excited. It's going to be another epic training, and you know, get yourself and your peeps to it that have that goal of being group leader and you feel could benefit and handle the additional kind of bandwidth, if you will, Amanda.
Yeah, for sure. I know that as our teams all start to grow, that having a focused, unified message and strategy is always very, very, very helpful. And I've got several of my team that have raised their hands very energetically to be a part of this, Casey. So I'm super, super excited about that. So do you want to talk a little bit about anything that Dr. Burka spoke about on Saturday?
You know, I think, I had a couple of people that initially texted me and were like, oh, my goodness, you know, I have somebody that's on a, medication pump, et cetera, et cetera. I do want to give a little background to this. So for those of you, I'm assuming that everybody's on Blog Talk was on Saturday. I mean, that's pretty much the people that are plugged in turn into Blog Talk. But the company came out with two new contraindications. One is an exclusionary, and one is kind of a advisory, let's call it that way. I know that might not be the exact terminology, but I don't have it in front of me. So anybody with let me give you the background first. So what happened is over in Europe, there were two cases that were reported to the equivalent of the FDA where somebody with a pump, a medication pump, and somebody with an implantable device, I don't know whether it was a pacemaker or a defibrillator, reported that they had, an issue. There was no death or anything like that, but an issue. And the research could not conclude whether that, issue was actually a result of Beamer or whether it wasn't. So it was inconclusive. But because it couldn't be exclusively ruled out as a potential, element or component of their what happened to them, whatever that was. Again, there was no death or anything like that. They had to come out with these contraindications. And what that meant is that if you are on a pump of any kind that is putting medication into your body, you can't use the Beamer. And if you are have an implantable device, you need to get permission. You know, you need to clear it with your doctor. You know, so those are that is how you present that to your customer. I have several people that already contacted me that, you know, that are distributors that have those devices. And, you know, they said to me, I'm not giving up my Beamer, you know. But a lot of devices are like diabetics. A lot of times they can actually remove their or shut off their device while they're on the Beamer. But these are all things that you're just going to have to work through with the doctors. And, you know, it's just one of those things. So it's really doesn't change a whole heck of a lot because, quite frankly, anybody with those issues typically had done extra research and talked to their doctor before they got a Beamer. But it is, you know, it is definitely something that you need to be aware of. And as I say to people, well, go talk to more healthy people, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
I actually have one of my distributors that has an infusion pump, and he speaks with his doctor regularly, went through a very, you know, extensive research, you know, got spoke to the device manufacturer, talked to his doctor, went through all of that, you know, years ago, which was 3 years ago when he started using the device. And then since then, you know, has had to put a new one in because of the battery and is regularly checked on a 3-month basis. And his doctor is fully versed on that, the fact that he's using Beamer, very involved, and is actually very interested in our technology as a result of that. But that's, you know, as long as they're, you know, he's had it for 3 years, he's talking with his doctors and everything, I'm leaving that to him to make his decision as to what he and his doctor want to do for his care. So,
well, we just have to know that as distributors, we have to let people know that this is a contraindication. And you can't hide it. There's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, if it means that there are some people with implantable devices or pacemakers or defibrillators that decide not to, you know, of course, someone with medication, you know, that's it, you know. If they ended up going and buying a Beamer and don't pay attention to that, then that's their issue. But you have full disclosure, and as an attorney, you must have full disclosure and make sure that when our new disclaimer forms come out, you are using the most current disclaimer form. So
that's
anyway,
great.
But that, you know,
yeah. And you know what, Casey, what I want to add is that this is one of the things that I absolutely love about this company is the company is very diligent on everything with regard to the health of our customers and our distributors, and they always keep us informed. I love all the science that is behind the technology we have, and I love, you know, Dr. Burka's work on our, you know, as one of our medical consultants here in North America along with his team, and I could not be prouder of this company and how it puts safety first and communication with all of us. It's very exciting to be a part of such an ethical, well-run company from my standpoint.
Absolutely, and that's it. Safety first. Safety first. There are, you know, it always drives me nuts when somebody says, "Oh, I can't believe it. Now we can't." You know, come on. There's 340 million people in this country. You know, what percentage of them have an implantable device? Very
right.
Small. So focus on the positive, all the amazing things that are happening and will unfold throughout the year, and that you got plenty of people to talk to. So
I don't want to leave out the equine folks here, you know. So there's a tremendous amount of information, you know, marketing, you know, around all of our equine product, you know, our equine horse unit as well. And one of the things that Dr. Burka shared was that there is, you know, in the works, and hopefully you will find out when it will be released, but Colorado State University has an equine study that is underway. And so the other thing that was really cool that was announced on Friday, our equine sales were record numbers, as was Canada. So Canada just absolutely blew it off the charts. So I want to give a big round of applause to all of our Canadians and all the hard work that they have done, you know, to grow, year over year units and sales and the whole nine yards, and the people who stepped in and pivoted, you know, working with the equine unit. We interviewed Garth Orbino on Friday for Recognition Friday, and his story is pretty incredible. So if you get a chance to re-listen to that from Friday, that would be well worth a listen for the equine stuff. But with that, Casey, do you have anything else to say? And we can open up the line for some callers to share what they were.
I did want to say, obviously, we'd love to hear your feedback from Saturday. What are the things that you're most excited about? And I also want to make one note, folks, listen. When Dr. Burka takes a risk at announcing things like, hey, we've got research that's coming out with Colorado State, let me be really clear. Do not ever, ever, ever pick up the phone and call that university. He had some research going several years ago, made the mistake of saying something, and some distributors ended up calling the university. And the university ended up dropping the research because of this kind of a pestering, if you would. So make sure that you're waiting for that information to come out, and it will be released as soon as it is accessible to you. Don't think you're going to get an advantage by doing that. So I just want to make sure I'm clear about that.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. You know, I did not realize that had happened in the past, Casey. That's incredible. Yeah, I would not even a dream of calling the university and do that. So that's some very bold people doing that. So, yes, let's not do that. All right, so I have a caller here ready. Area code 509, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who do we have?
This is Patty Carrier, Newport, Washington, and I have to make this quick because I have to zoom out the door shortly, but I just want to give kudos for the much easier, technically wonderful things that they are doing for those of us who aren't very techie to make this so much easier to share this information, and I'll let you guys share what that is because I have to run out the door shortly.
Okay, thanks.
The stuff that John shared at the very end.
Yes, the funnel that's coming. Yes.
Yes.
I don't
have
any.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and
thank you, Patty.
I kind of talked about that a little bit earlier, of course, the exact app, because it hasn't been established. I didn't go into great detail, but, it all kind of works hand in hand, having technology that allows you, like you can log into iDecide right on your phone and send something, but being able to utilize these other funnels and these other tools in an app that helps you manage the people and manage the follow-ups and things like that right from your phone or your desktop, of course. But, these are all things that they do take some time because you're talking about the entire country and you have to roll it out and get everything customized, but it is very, very exciting, and we're all in the right place at the right time.
Well, the simpler it is and duplicatable, the more likely that more people are going to know about this. So you know all about that because of your wonderful book, Casey, which I ordered, and I can't wait for it to come.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Our next caller is area code 713. Area code 713, you are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
Good morning, afternoon. This is Sandra from a brisk Houston. Hello. The call was just, hi. It was, my head is still spinning. There's so much information, and it's all good. And question, what is the timeline on the, I don't know what we're going to call it, but let's just call it the funnel system for now, because I'm not sure I recall.
He did not give a timeline on Saturday's call. Do you have any information on that, Casey?
Well, I think when we talk about that, we really kind of have to differentiate between two different pieces. So one piece are the booklets that will be an integral part of that system. So the athlete booklet, the Gen X booklet, the baby boomer booklet, the equine booklet, okay? So that's one piece of that. Those pieces you will start seeing this month before the month is out. So those will be links that will be available to you. As the app is goes, John believes that it will probably be at least March before we see that, because they are still working with, the company. So they've got a lot of work to do for customization. It might sound like an easy thing. Oh, yeah, you just, but it that's going to take a little bit of time, and he's working on that. So I would assume March for the actual app, Sandra.
Well, I think it's fantastic. It's certainly something that I've been looking for, and I suspect, Casey, you've played a role in this, and so I want to thank you. And I also very
All
excited
the
about
RVs
the Try Before You Buy. Yeah, I mean, everybody's been working on it, you can tell. And hats off to all of you who give us so much extraordinary of your knowledge and benefits behind the scenes that we don't know about, and your dedication.
Thank you. It's an honor to serve our community.
Thank you, Sandra.
My pleasure.
We have a great week, Sandra. Do we have any other callers? Anybody wants to jump in and share what they're most excited about from the kickoff on Saturday? Oh, there we go. Let's jump in right now. Area code 778, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. It's Nancy from Vancouver, Canada. How are you, ladies?
Hey, Nancy. Congratulations.
How are you doing?
It was great seeing you recognize Saturday.
Oh, thank you. I got some big boots to fill and follow up to catch up to my U.S. Beamer family, but that goes into my little gold pocket. I just want to say I'm super excited about everything and the incentives and. Like what rolled out on Saturday, but one big thing for me is the incentives coming up with, moving to different positions with group leaders and seniors and team managers and whatnot. So I think that's just a fantastic opportunity for all of us to really focus on growing our business and having, having something in front of us to kind of, look at it and it's achievable and reachable and there's a reward there. So, we all like rewards. So I say that's awesome. And I just wanted to throw something in about what you were talking about earlier in regards to the new regulations with what's happening out there as far as the devices. And just anyone, if there's anyone on the call from Canada, I'm not sure there is or not, but if there is, or anyone who has prospects or distributors in Canada, they've already rolled that out because we have our Health Canada Class 2 classification. And so that's already been rolled out. We've already had a manager call regarding that in Canada. And I believe they've started to send out to customers first and distributors information regarding that. And originally they were going to call it a recall, but it's not going to be a recall. It's just going to be a notification on adjustments So that's a good thing as well. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And I think, as you mentioned, you know, safety first. I think it's fantastic that Beamer's on top of this. And that's all I got to say.
Yay. Thank you, Nancy.
You
all right. Do we have any other callers out there that want to chime in with what they're most excited about from Saturday? So while we're waiting, I am super excited about the advisory board panel that has been created. You know, we have our national directors and our regional directors across the country, and I can't even imagine life without those leaders in our company. I remember what things were like before that those directors were put in place. And now that they're in place, they're absolutely invaluable. But, y'all, that is a lot of work that they take on, you know, for each of their regions. Casey, of course, is our regional director in the Northeast and does amazing work on with that group. But the panels will help a little bit further with those guys. And so the advisory board is going to rotate quarterly. And I'm just going to read off the list of names for this quarter: Belinda Casper, Claudia Field, David Olson, Michael D'Angelo, Lisa Moore and Leslie Fox, Adrian and Janelle Vachon, and representing Equine is Daisy Bicking, and representing Canada, Philippe LaFrance and Helene Piette. So that is going to rotate quarterly, but they'll be taking what's going on in the field and bringing that up, you know, to the national directors and the regional directors and working on ideas and things like that. So I'm excited about that. I see another caller that has just popped in. Let's see who this is. Area code 410, you are live on Blog Talk. Who do you have?
Hey there, it's Elizabeth in Port Royal, South Carolina. Good morning and good afternoon.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hey, first of all, thank you for your commitment to Monday Blog Talk. I love the show, and I know it takes your intention and your devotion. So I'm really grateful for that. My laptop was down on Saturday, so I listened to the whole meeting on my phone, which was a little bit of a challenge. So I'm excited for the replay when that comes out. But I wanted to say that there's several things that I find super exciting. The try before you buy feels like a perfect answer for what the market has been asking for. And so I'm really glad that management has been open to exploring and setting this option up. We'll hear some more details tonight, so I won't ask you guys about that, but I think it's going to open up a whole new line of revenue and get a lot more people on Beamers, and I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about all the tools, everything that the company is doing seems to be totally focused on making our jobs easier. I feel so supported. I love this company. It's heart-centered. It's people-centered. You guys are proof of that. Thank you for asking, and that's my share.
That's great. Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. I really appreciate you coming on. I mean, it was truly packed with info on Saturday. So anyway, have a great week, Anna, and I'm glad you're dialing in tonight. So we have We have another caller, area code 530. You are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
Hi, good morning. This is Bridget in California. And it was a wonderful and a Happy New Year, everybody. It was a wonderful call on Saturday, and I'll be on the call this evening as well, so I'm sure we'll get a lot of refreshment from what we gleaned on Saturday. But I don't know if this will be called tonight, so I thought I'd ask now if anyone has info for our new website, our integrated personal website. I didn't catch, did they give a timeline on that?
I think they said mid-year. Yes. Let me go back to my notes. Yeah, mid-year.
Oh, mid-year now. Okay. So, and did they give a timeline on when the other attachments will be available, the B-Body, the B-Sit, the B-Lite?
Yes, there was a screenshot that I took. Let me get to that, and I can give that to you. Bear with me. Casey, do you want to talk about the replicated website update while I find the screenshot of that?
Of course, we had originally planned on rolling out the replicated website at this kickoff, but with COVID and everything that went on, Liechtenstein was shut down as well, and so that project just got backburned while we had to deal with everything else between the COVID and our own personal, FDA issue. That is planned and slated for mid-year. That is a Liechtenstein project. That is not a U.S. project, although, of course, Brad will be involved in it. That is not, it's harder for us to give a definitive date. As far as the other programs, as Amanda has that calendar, but they will be rolled out in a fashion, like a domino fashion, where, first thing that's going to happen is that the B-bodies will be brought back for warranty issues, current warranty issues. Then they'll go to RMAs, people that had sent their B-body or B-sit back and were waiting for the product to return. Then it will open up. And what was the month that Albert expected May?
Yep, it's the home. The one that has the B-body is the home unit, and that's going to be April. And then the B-sit, which is a part of the office, is May timeframe. And then they're not anticipating the B-light until July.
So when you said the home unit, meaning people who bought a Beamer Go,
they can do the add-on for the B-body.
Bridget, that's going to happen before the actual home unit comes out. Everybody that bought a Beamer Go will have an opportunity to get a B-body before the home unit goes out, because we want to make sure that those units are given preferential to those people that had already invested in the product, okay?
Right.
Okay, and another one. At the convention, the virtual convention in September, it was mentioned that in reference to our enhanced replicatable website, that they were working with a very prestigious IT firm in San Francisco. That's why I thought it was, yes, Liechtenstein has to approve everything, but they at the convention mentioned, the first quarter of this year. So I guess that's no longer the case.
No, they're still working with that company, but at the end of the day, it is a Liechtenstein based in terms of timeline and launch. So no matter what happens, Liechtenstein is in charge of when that actually comes out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
it's
not just for the U.S. This is worldwide, so they have to integrate all 40-plus countries on that. So it's a huge project.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you so much for all you do. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Bridget. You know what? We're nearing the end of the call. Casey, do you want to take us home with any closing comments before we call this a wrap?
Yeah, here's what I want to say. Rome wasn't built in a day. Progress, not perfection. I am like the world's biggest optimist. And what I love to say to people is, look at all the amazing things. If there was one thing that, we don't have that yet, or we don't have this yet, or oh my gosh, there's that. Stop. Stop and focus on all the amazing things. And those of you that have been around with Beamer for a long time, we initially had nothing, zero. You had your Beamer in your story, and we all sold lots of Beamers with just that. So the plethora of tools and support that we have now is unprecedented in the Beamer community, and we here in the United States are forging the pathway for everyone else in the world in terms of these developments. So be proud to be here in North America, and be grateful for all that you have, including your Beamer.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Claudia, Casey, I always kind of say I feel like I'm my grandmother saying, when I was going to school, I had to walk 5 miles one way. Because literally when we got started, all we had was the blood flow video, period, and our story. So this is incredible. I echo what you said. Hats off to everybody that called in today to share the things that they're most excited about. Have a fantastic week, and be sure to dial in tonight at, in your time zone, beamermeetings.com, for the deeper dive on the things that George and Chris are going to review. Have a great week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market.